Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Hey, it's on. Look, it's on.
Oh, it's on.
It is so on.
Pull up a chair, grab a cold one, smoke them if you got them. It's time for the Fan Happy Hour.
On the Fan Sports Network, 105.1 and 1080, The Fan.
Here's your host, Luke Anderson.
Hey, hey, hey! Happy Tuesday, all you beautiful radio listeners. I hope you're having a wonderful start to the wild card round. But let's check in with the most important man, Jeff Rust. Welcome back. What's going on, man?
Hey, better than I was yesterday.
Wow. I don't know, man.
Oh, really?
Yeah, yesterday was the Monday after a great sports weekend.
Yes.
I know you weren't feeling well.
Honestly, I was bummed I wasn't here because that would have been a lot of fun to talk about.
Today we get to talk about yesterday's Monday Night Football games. So, are you glad?
Well,
man, I'll tell you, that was not necessarily the best football that I've ever seen.
No.
It did settle something, and we need to get to that right off the top of the show, because it is a Tuesday. We've made a promise to our listeners, so we need to go in and we need to take a look and see who won week 4 of the NFL Pick'em, and that is going to go to somebody named Greg A. So, Greg A., if you're listening, you're our big, fat winner.
Excellent.
I don't know if he's big or fat, so that's, I probably shouldn't have said it that way. Like, you've won a big fat prize, or like you've accomplished something. Like, I mean it that way, not like you're a fat person. 12 victories out of 16 games, not our best. He was the only one that picked the Dolphins last night.
Mm-hmm.
So congratulations, you win. It was a three-way tie going in. It was touch and go.
Yeah.
But you did it. You did it. Everybody picked the Broncos. That was close.
Yeah.
And that was probably pretty smart because, boy, that game. Where do you want to start? Which game would you like to start with? Because they were both very meh. And I will tell you, just for me, going into the early one, I thought there's no way that the Broncos and Bengals could be as bad a game as the Jets and the Dolphins.
Mm-hmm.
Turns out. You had an okay game, like the actual score looking at it. But the Jets outgained the Dolphins by 100 yards in that game.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And they lost 27-21.
Because they're the Jets.
And you're playing the Dolphins, who are the Dolphins. I mean, that was just, I saw a headline that said a classic NFC East battle. And I almost threw up AFC East battle, and I almost threw up in my mouth.
Yeah.
I was just like, Yeah. Like, if that's what we all consider classic, that is real bad football.
And the
Buffalo Bills should be offended, and everybody involved in that should be. Because the whole affair, I mean, what, they have 11 accepted penalties for the Jets in that game. Barf. And just back and forth, and then you have the Tyreek Hill injury, which you don't want to see.
I haven't seen it, and I'm not going to go seek it out. I don't do well watching injuries like that.
And I guess my point, well, it's a dislocated knee.
Yeah.
And you don't want to see it in both sense of the phrasing, which is you don't want to see on your TV into your retinas through your brain processing zone for vision. You don't want to actually...
Nobody's going Clockwork Orange on me and forcing my eyes open to watch.
But you also don't want to see it just from the general standpoint. If you always hate to see a game end up with somebody dislocating their knee, sounds like it might be an ACL plus several other things. Mm-hmm. He stayed in the hospital overnight last night, which is never something you want to see. He was smiling and making jokes as he was leaving, so there's either... he has some positivity in him, or he's absolutely insane, which can go either way.
They're also already talking about 2026 maybe being in jeopardy for him.
Yeah, no, that's exactly.
So with a guy who relies on his speed like that, how much of his former self does he come back as?
Well, how old is Tyreek Hill? I didn't even consider. I mean, I read the same report that you did that said that, this could be a while coming back.
31 years old.
At 31 years old, you wonder if he ever gets back to the speed, and he does not. Have a very tall build on him, so you take away his speed, he loses a lot what makes him special, and his explosive athleticism. I mean, you see what he does when he gets into the end zone. He just jumps up and does a standing backflip that he almost over rotates every time. I never worry about him not making it. I'm like, don't go too far, Tyreek.
But so if 2026 is already in jeopardy, that means he might come back for his age 33 season.
Unfortunately, what it means is, unless part of the surgery is making him 6'4", he might not come back.
Yeah.
And this is one of those things where you always don't wish for a career-ending injury, or you don't wish that an injury is career-ending, I should say. But it feels very much, like you said, guy that relies on speed, explosiveness, I'm adding not very tall.
Mm-hmm.
It does not look good. So you had a terrible game. You have two terrible teams, and you have a terrible injury. So that was the setup going, all right, well, at least there's another Monday night game.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That wasn't much of a game.
Bo Nix looked good.
Bo Nix looked good. J.K. Dobbins looked good. The Broncos had gone 2 years, 38 weeks without a 100-yard rusher. And J.K. Dobbins broke that streak.
There we go.
You've got that going for it. You have a career night for Bo Nix. He throws for 326 yards, 2 touchdowns. So he looked great. Their defense looked like what we thought their defense would be. So you get complimentary football for the Denver Broncos for the first time. They lost 2 games after winning their opening game by kind of an ugly mess of a game. But now you have like what Sean Payton was telling you we should be getting from the Denver Broncos this season. The Bengals on the other side, that doesn't look good.
Danny had to take back his previous statement today where he said Jake Browning probably one of the best backup quarterbacks in the NFL.
Well, listen, he played well once upon a time. And
he has previously done... well, in a backup role.
This is a bad team, and I actually mixed up my stats.
Oh, okay.
Jets accepted 13 penalties. Bengals had 11 accepted penalties.
There we go.
So both of them well into the double digits, which is not ideal. The Zach Taylor-led team at the end, you had people publicly screaming for Jake Browning to be done, and then you had this quote from Ja'Marr Chase where he said it didn't look like we wanted it.
Yeah.
You lose Joe Burrow for how long? He's already had surgery. He's not out the entire year,
I don't think,
but you just needed to hang on until he got back, and it feels like this is already turning into another lost season for the Bengals and Burrow, and I don't know what you do moving forward, if it's you fire your coach, your GM, or if everybody that has already re-signed for money just waits for their contracts to go out and just leave, but I'm not sure there's an easy solution for the problems that the Bengals have.
Yeah, no, because it almost feels reminiscent of when Carson Palmer was there, and he just kept, it seemed like, always being hurt.
Well, the Carson Palmer thing, I don't remember him always being hurt, and this may
that's
be...
That's the way I remember it. That's, again, that might be some Mandela effect there.
Yeah, but. Well, I'll tell you the way that I remember it was they were the one of the best teams in football. Did he have an MVP season or close to it? And then they get into the playoffs, and what, one play into it, he gets rolled up on, and his knee is done, mm-hmm. and he was never the same. And then I remember 78 consecutive years of Andy Dalton and Marvin Lewis making the playoffs but never winning a game.
Let's see here. 2015, he was the MVP runner-up.
Runner-up, okay.
Let's see here.
And then that was the year that he got the injury, right?
Yeah, so I get, yes, probably. And I guess maybe I'm remembering what, 2008, he appeared in only four games.
Okay.
2014 was six games. Yeah. 2016, the year after that MVP runner-up, he started 15 games. And then 2017, his final year was seven games. Oh, by the way, those were all, that MVP runner-up season was when he was in Arizona.
Oh, that was, yeah, if it was 2015, it would have been. So, yeah, so I guess his best year in Cincinnati was, yeah, because what year was he in Cincinnati? You're listing off a whole lot.
I know, I'm sorry.
You did that.
04 to 2010 was his Cincinnati years.
Okay. And what year was it that he had that the injury in the playoffs?
Well, I'm going to guess it was the 2007 season because in 2008 he only played four games.
Yeah, all right, Cincinnati Bengals season. Now I'm going to fact check you because I'm just kind of anal in my brain. Well, if I don't do it now, I'll never do it. So, yeah, lost in the wild card to the Steelers. That was 2005. So the 2005 season where they got into the game and he was rolled up on. Comeback player of the year was John Kitna in 2003. 2004, how many games did you say he played?
Oh, that was his rookie season, 13 games.
So he played 13 games as a rookie, and then the next year, 2005, he played all 16?
All 16, and then 06 that's where, and 07, also all 16.
Yeah, there you go. Well, that's where he got hurt.
Yeah.
So, yeah, not necessarily injury-plagued there. And then, they had the Red Rocket years where they went to, what, five straight playoffs?
Sure.
And lost them all. He wasn't there in 2009. Was Carson Palmer still there in 2009?
In Cincinnati, yes.
So that was Marvin Lewis's first playoff loss. He was coach of the year that year.
Also, apropos of nothing, one little QB or NFL note of interest here locally. Matt Zenitz of CBS Sports reporting Dylan Gabriel expected to start for the Browns this Sunday.
Ooh, yeah. How exciting.
Right?
Well, that's great. Get drafted by the Browns. I think that pretty much always works out for quarterbacks.
Well, does it?
No, I think it does. Oh, name a time that being drafted by the Browns didn't work in your favor as a quarterback. Besides... Tim Couch and Baker Mayfield and Johnny Manziel and every other. Yeah. And all the other quarterbacks that have ever been drafted. But other than those, name a single time hasn't worked out. Dolphins will host the Tennessee Titans next week. Do you smell win streak? No.
And I would say that somebody has to win that game, but I forget also sometimes that it's the NFL and. In fact, nobody has to win that game.
And that is a perfect example. The Jets will host the Dallas Cowboys next week. The Broncos will face the Eagles, and the Bengals have the Lions. What a Monday night. Welcome back, Jeff Rust. Would you like to do some jokes?
Let's do it.
All right. After Monday night's game, Dolphins quarterback Tua got on the mic and said he was thankful for being kept safe for the most part. Now, he said that just minutes after Tyreek Hill was carted off the field, but after all the head injuries Tua, had, you can't complain for him being thankful anytime he gets through the game with most of his faculties still intact. You also can't blame him if he can't exactly remember everything that happened in the game. No?
Rough.
You hate it when I make fun of his head injury history.
That's not necessarily for the joke. It's for the,
You don't seem to like it when I mention the fact that he has 38 concussions. I feel like that's the thing. Speaking of that game, Jets star cornerback Sauce Gardner claimed that he is only penalized more often because the Jets are a losing team. He wouldn't be penalized so much if they were winners. Yeah, that's right. Couldn't be your fault for losing. It must be the referees. You'd also probably probably win more if the fans were louder too, or the grounds crew made the lines on the field a little bit straighter. Might help if the hot dog vendors had a little more real meat in their dogs. Not you though, right? Not you? Not,
what? No, just the hot dog. Just the a-holes.
It was the hot dog's fault. I don't know why, but when I picture the like Jets hot dogs, I picture the one that's been at 7-Eleven for a week.
Yeah, exactly. Just sitting on a spindle. Just that wrinkly one on
the
roller.
And I've never been to a Jets game, and it's the same stadium that they use. It's probably the leftover ones from the Giants game.
There we go. Yeah, the previous week.
Is that kind of what you picture as well?
All right. That sounds fair.
Speaking of the other Monday night game, ESPN announcer Troy Aikman openly criticized the quality of the game during the game. He said, the product is just not very good. Isn't that the same thing that NFL fans say when they have to watch a game called by Tom Brady? And yes. Dallas Cowboys wide receiver George Pickens admitted in the post-game interview that he was unaware that the NFL games could end in a tie. Of course, this right after his team finished in a 40-40 tie with the Packers. Feels like every time there's a tie in the NFL, there's at least one player that says this in the post-game press conference. You'll probably hear the same confusion with the Jets players if they ever win a game.
They're doo-doo.
Nice. Thank you. LeBron James starting his 23rd training camp.
That seems like a lot.
23. LeBron's NBA career is older than half the Blazers roster. LeBron's career is older than the Livestrong bracelet, the Motorola Razr, and Facebook. LeBron started playing so long ago that when he was a rookie, most of the world had never seen Janet Jackson's left breast. Same year Napoleon Dynamite came out.
Is that the most paused moment in Super Bowl history?
It is the most paused moment ever, and it broke the internet. Do you remember the day and the moment where you were when Justin Timberlake pulled down the wardrobe malfunction?
Right.
Do you remember that?
Think of when.
Can you remember that moment?
I'm trying to remember. What year would that have been?
It would have been 2004. It was a 2003 season.
So we were watching the game at our house, yeah.
I was living in Las Vegas. I had a bunch of friends over. I rented a room in a house that was decorated very poshly for the 1970s. And we had a pool table in one room, and then we had the TV in the other. And we're watching the game. And me and one other guy were watching the halftime show because we had lost in the doubles pool match or whatever we were doing for halftime. Mm-hmm. And we go, did that just happen? Everybody else came running into the room, but of course they didn't show a replay on it. And everybody went to the internet and it crashed. Yeah. It was the largest search in history.
It's the internet's version of a Fast Times at Ridgemont High VHS tape.
It was the first like super viral moment. Yep. And now we get one every 30 seconds. So it's just a different world back then. And I think, if I'm not mistaken, still in standard definition. LeBron James is so old, he played in standard definition. That is a thing. Yes. Who knows?
So it's amazing we could even see the nipple.
Yeah. Hey. Thank God for the internet. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we move on to the Daily Buzz. We do it next. It is Happy Hour on 105.1 The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Top headlines, trending topics, and trivial matters that got our attention. It's the Daily Buzz on the Fan Happy Hour.
The Buzz.
The Buzz.
The Buzz.
Here's your host, Luke Anderson.
All right, the Mariners are waiting to see who the winner of the wild card series between the Detroit Tigers and Cleveland Guardians will be. And today, we already have a result. Tigers on the road have gotten the 2-1 victory over the Guardians. They started with a unearned run on the Guardians.
I think they changed that. They changed Yes, they changed it to an earned run.
Look at you. Yeah. I appreciate that. I only reason I wanted to bring that up was Patrick Harris was complaining about how terrible their defense was. Mm-hmm. But of course, Tigers went out with Tarek Skubal to start things off.
He had a pretty decent day.
14 strikeouts.
Yes. I believe I also saw somebody say was a career high. So not a bad time for that.
Yeah, pretty good start for the Tigers. Of course, we'll get more results as the week goes on, but the winner will travel to Seattle and take on the Mariners. And I'll tell you what.
Oh, hey,
I've been asked multiple times who I want to see them play. I don't know that I care. So we will move on for now, but we will keep an eye on this as the week goes on.
The Buzz.
Seattle Seahawks, through 1 month of play, are leading the league, not in rushing, not in special teams. They are leading the league in yards per completion through the first 4 weeks of the season. That is Sam Darnold, the guy who was supposed to just be there to complement this run game that was going to be outstanding. Sam Darnold has looked excellent. He's had a couple turnovers, no denying that. He had the fumble that lost them the game, well, that led to the loss of the game against the 49ers in week one, couple picks in week two, but generally has been very good. Last season, just as a comparison, they were averaging 9.7 yards per catch, and that was ranked 19th. The rush offense has been abysmal. 3.6 yard per carry puts them at 28th in the league. Also worth noting that Sam Darnold is very happy with his top wide receiver in every game so far. His longest completion has gone to one JSN, Jackson Smith and Jigba. So for anybody that was really concerned that the Seahawks were making all of the wrong moves when it came to the passing game, letting Geno Smith go, have you paid any attention to what he's been doing in Las Vegas?
It's not been great down there.
Not great so far. Pete Carroll has said that he's staying with Geno Smith despite all of the turnovers, which 2 years ago would have been a very scary headline for Seahawks fans. Now that all of that has shifted to Las Vegas, I feel much better about it. But that is what's going on down there. Meanwhile, you've got one of the best quarterbacks in the NFL buoying your offense, whose rush game was supposed to be better. Zach Charbonnet was potentially number one back. Mm-hmm. If Kenneth Walker is healthy, you'll get him to kind of go in as a 1-2 punch. It's going to be great. You've got Clint Kubiak. It hasn't really looked like that so far this season. But, hey, at least you got Sammy.
At least you got Sammy.
Did you think you'd be hearing me say that?
No.
Yeah, 4 weeks.
I don't think anybody thought that.
The Buzz.
Our first look into the Blazers season. They had NBA media days all over yesterday. So the revamped roster was introduced. The return of star Damian Lillard, even though he won't play this year. Jrue Holiday being added, looking for a team that's going to be more intense on the defensive end. But the biggest thing, the highest expectation, the most excitement, Yang Hansen is your new center who probably won't even be a starter. He's 21 years old.
Oh, he's not going to start.
But this is the most excitement.
Yeah.
I just did a little, hey,
yeah.
We're less than a month away from the Blazers season. Let's get things going. How very exciting. It's all about Yang.
But we know he'll get minutes because Robert Williams won't play.
Well, that's pretty obvious. He will play until he gets hurt.
Like two games.
Then he won't play. Yeah. Of course, the other news that we haven't really talked out about in here, but we'll probably miss Scoot Henderson for a month or two with a tear in his hamstring.
And I saw something that even said up to like 10 weeks, and then
there'll be a reevaluation.
And then they hedged that bet and said, and if he's not taking to things great, it could be even longer.
He's a young guy, so hopefully he can recover quickly. Hamstring tears are not something that normally ends up being season-ending, is what I've read. But there's going to be a long rest period, then a reevaluation. So 1 to 2 months could turn into something longer. Again, it's all about what it looks like down the road.
Reminds me of the Seinfeld episode where Kramer asked Jerry how often he cuts his toenails. And Jerry says, I would guess every 2 to 12 weeks.
You know, that's a pretty good estimate. I was trying to think of how often I do
just
it.
Just leaving it wide open.
That's honestly, how often do you cut your toenails?
I couldn't tell you.
Yeah.
I did this weekend.
Congratulations. Yeah. I will say every...
I felt like Jim Carrey in Dumb and Dumber.
Every couple years, I'll just lose a toenail, which is kind of fun. Not because of anything.
Oh, three of mine were broken by the time I got to cutting.
Yeah, that'll definitely happen.
We got kids, man. We're tripping over toys.
That's fair. But yeah, every once in a while I'll spend a day with shoes on that are a little bit too tight. And unfortunately, it's happened multiple times as an adult where that toenail, that doesn't feel right. And a couple weeks later, you're opening like a car trunk and then it just pops right off. So I've done that a couple times, just only on the big toe.
Really?
Super fun for that. But more Blazers updates to be added to the Daily Buzz. In the near future.
Yes.
Danny was saying that a week from tomorrow, the first preseason game. We are that close.
We are upon it. This is why I'm adding it. I'm trying to
that
get
that close.
Are you excited for the Blazers season?
I feel like Jesse Spano in Saved by the Bell. I'm so excited. I'm so excited.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sugar pills. It's like a very special cocaine episode about sugar pills. If you're rooting for the Dodgers, I'm sorry. But if you're just excited for seeing the best player in baseball do what he does, Dave Roberts came out today and said that Shohei Ohtani will probably start a decisive game 3 should the series with the Cincinnati Reds go there. I got a chance to see Shohei Ohtani live for the second time in my life. He was just out there as a hitter on Sunday when the Dodgers took on the Seattle Mariners. But I did get to catch him at Fenway as an Angel, as a starting pitcher. There are a few players more impressive, but something to look for. Not a ton of news. Games, again, just underway. We've got the Cubs and Padres going right now, but plenty of baseball all day today. More updates as we go, but this is going to be a fun week of watching what happens with these shakeouts and what the matchups end up being in the second round. This wild card round is exciting for me.
I'm guessing that one game that you saw Shohei pitch, he went out there probably 8 innings, gave up, you know, one run on 2 hits with 14 strikeouts, and the Angels lose 2-1.
I did not keep the scorebook. I know that my brother and I, between us, drank most of the beer at Fenway, so I couldn't tell you exactly what happened. We were sitting next to a gal that was keeping a scorebook at the Mariners game, and I was like, that would be something great to do. It'd be this wonderful keepsake. And as I was thinking that, my dad elbowed me and goes, you want another beer? And I went, yeah. And I did not get a scorebook. So just, you know, hey, we all consume sports in a different way, and that's a beautiful thing. You
Absolutely.
Get 25,000 people there, all taking in the game in their own special way.
The Buzz.
Speaking of Major League Baseball, worth noting that Major League Baseball had an overall attendance increase for the third consecutive season. I know that the NBA has passed Major League Baseball in revenue. I know that the NFL is king. I know that there are all of these complex inner workings of how Major League Baseball and their TV partners are going to figure things out in the next couple of years. But good news for baseball and its fans, three consecutive years of increased attendance to me is a win. Mm-hmm. On that note, Sunday was the final time that you'll be able to watch the Seattle Mariners on Root Sports. Mm-hmm. The Root Sports Network is going away effective the first of next year. MLB is taking over the broadcast for the Seattle Mariners.
As they've done with several other RSNs.
And so here's what you need to know about how to consume the Mariners next season when it starts. Everything that I've heard, it'll be the exact same thing. The only difference is the Root Sports channel that you watch it on this year or watched it on this year
right,
will be dark before and after pre- and post-game. So it'll be on MLB just said, we'll just take the same channel. You're just not going to be able to catch fishing or Rainiers games or, I don't know, strongman competitions.
There will only ever be anything on the air of channel 734 on my Xfinity during a Mariners broadcast.
Xfinity, Fubo, wherever, Hulu, wherever you watch, not on Hulu, wherever you watch it now, whatever, if you have a channel that gets Root Sports in 2025, that channel will no longer be Root Sports, but that will be your Mariners broadcast in 2026.
Gotcha.
As far as I've discovered, I'm sure there'll be more updates as we go on, but it'll probably be, you know, a little better streaming quality, I would think, with MLB taking over, because they did a lot of what invented streaming sports in this country. So there you have it. With that, we will take a walk over to the George McCoy at Warren Allen Sports Desk.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan, equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes of network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Here we go.
It's Tuesday on the Fan Happy Hour with Luke Anderson.
You might not want to let your children watch this.
Time for play-by-playback.
Gary Newton is the greatest corn dogger ever.
Real game calls, real reactions, and one big question.
Is that a corn dog in your pocket?
Oh, yeah. That's my practice dog, sorry.
Talk to me, dirty corn dogs.
Toss the helmet again. It didn't look like anything severe. And he sits. Rush enters.
This should be a completely different plan. You might have a little spark.
Well, Luke DeLuke, are the Ravens done after falling to 1-3 and perhaps losing Lamar Jackson for up to 3 weeks with a hamstring injury?
Well, let's take a look at the schedule for those Baltimore Ravens. They host the Texans, the Rams, and the Bears in the next 3 weeks. After that, they get the Dolphins, Vikings, Browns. They are 1-3, but they're 1-0 in the division. They have not played the Bengals. They will get them in November and December, the 27th of November, the 14th. So twice in 3 weeks. In between that, they get the Steelers on the 7th of December, and then the final game is against the Steelers. So they have not played anybody in their division and will not, except for the Browns, and will not play them again until November 16th. So looking at this schedule, I don't think that they're necessarily hooped. Their three losses are to the Bills, Lions, and Chiefs. Now, with that all said, they need to get healthy quick. And it's not exclusively Lamar Jackson. They're missing six starters on their defense. I believe they have injuries on their offensive line. And Lamar Jackson, of course, is the engine. But we've seen it in years past. You need him healthy at the end of the season. We've seen their seasons kind of fall apart and go into the playoffs without him at quarterback a couple of times. This is a team, I think, that still should, could, and would have playoff aspirations. If they get into the playoffs, then who knows what can happen, especially with the talent that they have on their roster. So as much as I'd like to see the Ravens be cooked, I don't think they are.
Crowding the line here. If you bring pressure, Fields launching to the end zone again. Jump ball. Garrett Wilson. Touchdown.
That there, Garrett Wilson with a 23-yard touchdown catch to beat the Dolphins. Oh, no, wait. Never mind. That brought them to within 27-21. The Dolphins did wind up with the win. Dolphins win. Luke, you said they'd lose every game. Would you like to apologize to the Finns and their fans?
No. No, you beat the Jets. Listen, when I made those proclamations, I said they could be one of the worst teams in NFL history. At the time, they had just been noted as having the worst practice at least one reporter had ever seen in a joint practice with the Lions, followed by a joint practice with the Bears where they asked the Bears to stop trying so hard in practice. I still think Mike McDaniel gets fired this season. Yeah. The weird thing with Tua, Tyreek Hill's going to be out for the rest of this year, next year, and looks pretty bad moving forward. The Jets just did everything they possibly could to lose that game, outgained the Dolphins by more than 100 yards. The weirdest thing about this game and this season so far is Aaron Glenn seems super calm. He almost feels zen-like for an 0-4 coach, and it is weird. Ben Johnson still saying dumb things, the other coordinator that left Detroit, and he was getting in a weird shouting match with the sideline reporter that he came out and apologized for, so he's still insane. But Aaron Glenn's the exact opposite. I don't know what's going on with the Jets, except for maybe they're doing like the stealthiest tank job ever, and I'm not sure who the quarterback is. It's not Arch Manning. Maybe it's Dante Moore, but I think they want to get somebody besides Justin Fields under center next season, and they're doing it in a very stoic, very chill kind of, we'll just lose all our games kind of way. It's bizarre.
Yard punt sends Parker Washington back. He's got a punt return touchdown in his career, and he's got an alley, and he might have his second. 96 yards last year against the Patriots. He's gonna house this one.
That there, Fox Sports with the call as Parker Washington ran back a punt 87 yards for the score for my Jacksonville Jaguars. Lucifer, last season, or excuse me, does the win say more about the Northern Florida Spotted Cats or the Northern California Gold Diggers?
Nice win for the Jaguars. They're going to have a little bit of a race with the Colts, I think, for the top of that division. I don't think the Texans or Titans factor in as the season goes on. That's assuming there's not a lot of injuries on either side and their depth just gets absolutely decimated, which is what's happening to the 49ers right now. They eked out 1, 2, 3 victories in a row and then were just a little short of beating the Jaguars, but they lost Pearsall for maybe a little bit of time with a PCL strain. You're already missing who? Brock Purdy's been out. Ayuk not coming back. You're not getting Nick Bosa back. Who knows what's going to be the timeline for George Kittle, who's still on the injured reserve. You've got them just stacking up and stacking up. And that was the problem with the 49ers going into the season. If you're looking for stars, they're full of them. If you're looking for depth, they were a little bit weak. And over the last few years, they've had injury troubles. And, well, here it is, rearing its ugly head again. So I think it says more about the 49ers that they could be in for a really long season if they don't get healthy and stay healthy. As for the Jaguars, they had a terrible year last year, but a couple years ago, you felt like Trevor Lawrence might be on the right path. What I really liked at the end of that game, and this is kind of for both teams, I'm perfectly good with the coaches going out and trying to fight each other. Yeah. I never really had an opinion of Liam Cohen until he's yelling at Robert Saleh, who is not the smallest, oldest, meekest coach out there. They were ready to duke it out.
I suppose Liam Cohen was probably very confident that he had his hold me back guys right there ready for him.
Even if he wasn't. Even if he was, I appreciate that in a head coach and the fire, and it did not feel like the kind of attitude you normally get from a guy named Liam.
Yeah, Liam Cohen.
Liam Cohen. Liam Cohen, I'll fight you. I'm not afraid of you. What are you going to do? Come over here and fight me. I've got a 240-pound linebacker next to me. Bring it on.
Anyway, that's Wonderwall.
Allard. Going to throw. Steps back. Swings it down. It is intercepted. Oregon pick. Ducks win.
So Luke Lelouch, last season, the Ducks and their fans riding a high after beating Ohio State on October 12th. Then I think we all know what happened when they met again in the Rose Bowl. I'd like to forget that.
Yep.
Does an overtime win against Penn State in September mean Oregon is guaranteed a win should they face the Nittany Lions again?
No, it doesn't. Everybody is talking about this was one of the greatest wins in Oregon history, and this was this big moment that they need to relish. They went on the road and got a big win. I know that Ohio State was at home.
To the whiteout, where the home team wore blue shirts.
Well, a one-point win and well, that's what they do. It's around home team. But it's a victory in September, mm-hmm. First. Second, it's a double overtime victory. That means the game was very close. A one-point victory over Ohio State and an overtime victory, to me, feel very much the same. It means you're a very good football team. You still have a whole season ahead of you, and Indiana is looking like they might be a team that can actually go out and win football games against the big boys this year. Still needs to be proven, but there's at least something to circle on the calendar going, don't put your head down. You're going to end up playing Washington at the end of the year, and I know that they didn't look great against Ohio State, but they didn't look terrible against Ohio State either. So you've got a couple games on your schedule that you need to be concerned about. If you get a rematch against Penn State, I know that James Franklin can't win the big game. I know all of that, but do not take anyone lightly this year,
yeah,
because you blink your eyes and you can be down like you were against Ohio State in that game last year. I am rooting for the Ducks, but yeah, don't celebrate this like you just won anything more than a great football game against a very good opponent, which should
in
be celebrated.
One of the toughest places to play should in all of college football.
And I'm not saying don't celebrate, but don't pretend like you won anything more than what it was, which was a fantastic regular season football game. Good job.
That was a hell of a game.
It was great.
First pitch to the left-handed hitting Kafis has popped up on the infield, out into shallow left. Baez circling, calling. He's got it. And the Detroit Tigers take game one of the American League Wild Card Series. They defeat the Cleveland Guardians today 2-1 as Will Vest survives. A man at third, nobody out, jamming the ninth.
All right, Luca Lely. The Tigers get the 2-1 win over the Guardians in game one of the wild card series. The winner of this series will travel to Seattle on Saturday. Would you rather see the Tigers or the Guardians?
All things being equal, I think I'd rather see the Rockies. But I don't think that's possible.
I don't think so.
I don't think there's a way.
Unless they pull an Undertaker.
And I don't think there's a way you could see the loser of this series. So just by virtue of that, the hotter team will be the team that wins the series. Mm-hmm. But at the end of the year, man, the Guardians were absolutely on fire. The Tigers were certainly not. That's how you get a 15.5 game comeback to win the division.
Yeah.
So in my brain, it's saying that you don't want to see the Guardians. The other thing about the Guardians is they can present a lineup that has 7 or 8 lefties in it,
mm-hmm.
and your starting pitching is predominantly right-handed, and you don't have a ton of lefties in your bullpen. You have a right-handed closer. All of those things make you feel like it is probably better to see the Tigers. Then today you go out and see Tarek Skubal go out and light the world on fire. The Mariners have been very good against Tarek Skubal this year. In their last meeting with the Tigers, they swept them. I will not let one game change my mind on that, so I'm going to stick with the Tigers. But the one thing that I will say is that I'm not afraid of anybody. Bring it all on. The Mariners are ready to take all comers. And you know what? Whoever shows up for the DS just get swept aside, and I don't care who's waiting for us in the CS either. That's how I feel about it. Any other questions?
No.
Let's do one more for the road. We do it next. It is the Fan Happy Hour on 105.1 and the Fan Sports Network.
Relax, hot shot.
Welcome back to the Fan Happy Hour. We're about to wrap things up.
Maybe you guys like what I have so far?
Wicked woman, cool crimson mistress. You got a cool spell on me.
Let's grab one more for the road.
Come on, everybody. Everything's smooth.
Here's Luke Anderson.
All right, Mr. Rust. What are the good people saying out there that we need to know about?
Rufio on the old tube of U's. Happy birthday to Fran Drescher and T-Pain. Can't wait for that collab album to drop.
How has that not happened yet?
Right?
Somebody, somebody listening to this.
You could auto-tune the hell out of that.
Just make that happen on AI. Can we not do that? Can we have it by the end of the day? Get it in to Buck, and he can play it for prime time. If that is a thing, don't just say it, Rufio. Do something with it. Be more responsible. Coming up with a clever connection is one thing. We have the intelligence. Yes, it's artificial, but go out and use it.
Yeah.
Don't be lazy.
I mean, come on,
don't leave everything for me to do.
Somebody used something like that to make a yacht rock version of Enter Sandman.
You can do anything with it, but that seems like, and you can do it as a happy birthday thing. You put it up on the internet. You'll be, you know what? Maybe I'll have Jake do that. And I'll put it under my X handle. Is it X? It's not Twitter anymore. Yeah, maybe I will steal that idea. Don't tell anybody. Never mind. I said anything. We'll figure it out.
Also today, the anniversary of the passing of Pete Rose, which I'm not sure which anniversary it is, but also James Dean. I think I saw it was the 70th anniversary of James Dean's passing.
I will tell you a weird moment when you're driving north on I-5 and you have to take a detour because a helicopter is coming in for a life flight rescue on a traffic accident, and you get rerouted down the James Dean Highway. That's a weird feeling that happened to me once. I'm like, oh, somebody just got in a horrific accident and you feel terrible about it. Then you look up and you're like, look at the James Dean Memorial Highway. And I'm like, oh, this is not a good sign. We just stopped and grabbed some pea soup and just hung out for a bit in Santa Nella. I think it's somewhere near there. I don't think it's the same spot, but I think it's near one of the Anderson pea soups.
Gotcha.
Anyways, anything else that I need to know from the text toy?
It's time for...
Do it.
See,
well, you point the way you set it up.
It.
I know.
I thought you'd be ready with the sounder.
I'm half ready with the sounder. I'm trying to make sure that nothing else has changed. This is actually, I think I have 3 for the road.
Ooh.
The San Francisco Giants say farewell to Bob Melvin, former Mariners skipper, mm-hmm. among others.
So
Giants.
He's hitting the road.
So he's hitting the road. So he is done with
Jack.
Yeah, he's done with the Giants after three seasons.
Sure.
Rocco Baldelli is done after a 92-loss season with the Minnesota Twins. So he is getting an arrivederci as well. And the winningest manager of all time, I believe, Bruce Bochy, is out with the Rangers. So I was trying to catch some stats for you.
Ron Washington also out in with the Angels, and whoever their interim guy was, they announced that neither one of them will be back.
Yes.
In a big shocker.
Interim coach. The other one that I want to note, the Mets just retaining everybody for now. So they have one of the biggest collapses ever. Where other teams just bad, but they're going to say, we'll see you later. Yeah. So, it'll be interesting to see what the shakeups are if they continue around Major League Baseball. But anytime you get to the final days of the season, this is what you get. Rust, happy to have you back. Congratulations to Greg A. We'll reach out with an email and try to get you coordinated for Thursday for winning the Take Your Pick. Thank you to everyone for listening and playing. And, of course, thank you to Isaac Rop. We are done for now. Bye-bye.
Always look on the right side of life.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills. But you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.